The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. I've been getting an awful lot of questions lately about how people can use our different superfood powdered formulations and what they can do with those different powders. And we have so many of them. If you go to our website and you check out the superfoods, we've got wonderful nutrients available. The reds HX, the greens HX, the cocoa HX, the beets. And you've heard me talk about each of these individually before, but when it comes to how you can incorporate them into your daily routine, I get a lot of people who ask, you know, hey, I want to be creative and I've been listening to the show. I've been trying to focus on mindfulness. And I think being in the kitchen might help me decompress, but I want to do it in a healthy way, which is, you know, why we've been talking with Chef Uri each week, talking about healthy foods and ways that you can incorporate in, you know, better food options, because it always comes down to the choices that we make in terms of how we're going to actually feel. So we've got so many different nutritional recipes, and you can check out our podcasts and our blog and our Instagram. We've got some Instagram live videos that show how we make different recipes. And when it comes to our formulations, there's a lot of things that you can do. You can get creative. Hey, if you come up with something, let me know. Because creativity and nutrition kind of go hand in hand. And sometimes when you get into the kitchen and you start to see cutting up fruits and vegetables, like how relaxing this can actually be when you know that the foods that you're going to be eating are going to actually be beneficial for you. And then you add in the supercharged nutrients of things like beets HX. Getting the power of the beetroot extract along with that tart cherry extract can really help to fuel up your cells. So I want to kind of walk through some of our recipes that have become incredibly popular through the years. And for those who want that creative edge and looking at how you can use your nutrients in fun and exciting ways, you know, food should be exciting. And same thing when it comes to taking your supplements, this should be not a burden, but kind of more of something that you look forward to every day. So since it's the summer and many people are looking for creative ways to kind of cool off, I wanted to go through our detox smoothie. This is something that, because I focus so much on detoxification, how we're all just kind of gunked up with all these things that are in our environment when it comes to, you know, the outdoor air, indoor air, all of that that I talk about ad nauseum with all of you. But our detox smoothie is really nice. You can use the Blue Granite TX, which is a combination of powerful blueberry extract. We know that blueberries help to fuel your brain. And then it has pomegranate extract in it. And that's it. Just those two things. But we're talking high potent amounts of blueberry and pomegranate. And you can add this in with the Greens HX or the Organic Greens Plus. Trying to, you know, juice your own carrots would be a good idea. Put some parsley in that. We know that parsley is a natural detoxifier. I always say sprinkle a little parsley if you're making a salad for yourself. Go over to the produce section and get yourself some parsley, some organic parsley, and finely chop that up. Sprinkle that on to your salad because parsley really helps with fluid balance and with detoxification. Lemon is also a wonderful way. You probably heard about a lot of people who start their day off with a little bit of lemon water, but we know that the citric acid contained in the lemon can be very beneficial when it comes to kind of waking your cells up and saying, hey, you need to get to work. You need to start to detoxify my body. So this is a wonderful option is the detox smoothie. But we also have the energy smoothie. And this is something I've been focusing a lot on is people oftentimes feel like they are just dragging, that tired and wired, and we're trying everything in our power to avoid that. So you can use the True Energy. I've talked quite a bit about the True Energy packets. Using one packet of that True Energy along with a scoop of the ribose complex, and then you can make it really fun and put in a scoop or two of the Cocoa HX, put in a banana, put this all into a blender with some coconut milk or almond milk, soy milk, whatever your milk of choice is, and this can really help to charge up your cells. So there's a lot of things that you can find on our recipe section. You can even make little popsicles. You know, this is something that is really nice. And of course, it's summertime, so many people are out in the sun. So we want to make sure that we have high antioxidants, things that we're taking in naturally that help to fend off UV damage from the inside out. So using the oranges HX along with the reds HX, getting that collagen into your daily routine can certainly be very, very helpful. But there are, you know, healthy little popsicles that you can certainly make. And we know that when it comes to cooling off in the hot summer months, this is oftentimes ways that, you know, people want to do it in a healthy way. You don't want to just have just a sugary pop. Not always the best way to rehydrate yourself. So you can use, you know, the scoop of the collagen along with the reds, mix that in with some fresh or frozen berries, organic, ideally, along with some regular filtered water. And this is a nice way to get your collagen in, plus get the power of all of those fruit and vegetable extracts. So a lot of creative ways that you can use the Invite Health formulations. You just have to, number one, get to an Invite store, find the different products that you have an interest in, and then get home and get creative. And it's the summertime, so getting access to fresh fruits and vegetables. This is the easiest time of year for you to be able to do that. I'm going to talk a lot about this as we get through different seasonal changes, because sometimes as we shift from the summer when you've got lots of access to fruits and vegetables, and then we start to, you know, get ourselves into the winter, sometimes you think, well, there's not as many options, but there certainly is even throughout the winter. So I'm going to talk about that. And then, of course, different recipes that you can utilize Invite Health formulations in. Because when it comes to healthy eating, we know that all of this matters. You know, and there's so many different doctors out there now, functional medicine doctors, who are really focused on how diet, in particular, is the starting point. That's the groundwork. You know, if you have to have a foundation, you're not going to just build a house with no foundation. And when you look at the global epidemic of chronic diseases and trying to do right by our body and do right by the environment, we know that the foods that we are choosing every day make a huge difference into this. And we want to be able to fix this. Maybe we've made not so great choices throughout most of our life, but it's never too late to change. I always tell people this. It's never too late to make those changes and capitalize on the fact that you can put really wonderful nutrients into your daily routine. And with the help of Invite Health, you can also add in these wonderful power-packed formulations that really help your cells when it comes to having that energy and helping to support metabolism and healthy weight. But you have to be willing to commit to your own health and wellness. We're here to give you that helping hand, but you have to be able to want to feel better. You know, the first place to always start is with keeping a food diary. And you may look after 1 week and go, oh my gosh, I fall into that category of Americans who does not get adequate fruit and vegetables every single day, and my fiber content is so far down that, you know, no wonder why I've been struggling with, you know, high cholesterol for so many years, or no wonder why the last few times I've seen my doctor and they run my blood glucose levels, they've been elevated. maybe I can fix this myself just through the use of food. And we know that let food be thy medicine definitely resonates. And this is something that I always like to point out to folks. So I'm going to take a quick break. When I get back, I am going to be having a wonderful conversation about fitness and what you can be doing to make sure that you're doing the right things to stay active. So stick around. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and I said I want to talk about physical fitness. We don't do too hot. We know we don't do too hot when it comes to our fruit and vegetable intake and our fiber intake per day. And that's directly related because we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. But we also know that when it comes to exercise, we don't do well at all. They said the percentage of adults who meet the federal physical activity guidelines, which is 150 minutes of moderate exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise per week. That's not that much. 150 moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous activity per week. Only 23% of Americans are reaching that. So you start to look at this and you say, okay, well, we've got only 23% of Americans that are getting enough exercise. We've got over, 50% of Americans who are overweight or obese. And we've got, 75% of Americans that don't eat enough fruits per day, 85% of Americans don't eat enough vegetables per day. See diabetes on the rise, heart disease on the rise. So this is why I like to talk about these types of statistics, these types of studies, because there's so much that we can control, which is why I have people like Seth Grossman from Invite Fitness come on and talk about how, achieving fitness at home is much easier now. Talked about, Fitbits and things like that. Now, what's really interesting with Fitbits, they did an international study showing that now that a lot of people are starting to track, their physical fitness. And I always say this is good. It's kind of like keeping a food diary. Then you can start to point out like, oh, gosh, I don't eat enough fruits or vegetables, or, oh, I'm not getting enough fiber per day. Same thing with Fitbits. People are like, oh, I thought I was pretty active, but now that I have something that's tracking me, apparently I am not. And we know that through these fitness tracking devices that people are starting to see how physically inactive they actually are. And researchers are now really starting to zero in on this. Physical fitness in the United States, the perception versus reality is really quite striking. And to see, when they did comparison studies looking at Americans versus people from, say, the Netherlands, and recognizing that people in the Netherlands were much more active. But think about their lifestyle. A lot of times they're walking everywhere. They're not jumping in their car. Or they're getting on a bicycle and they're biking. Whereas here in the United States, we clearly are not seeing this. And we know for certain that when it comes to physical fitness, this is just not a key area that most Americans really even necessarily focus in on, you know? And we know that exercise is a direct correlator to how we age, which is why they always say, you know, if you want to maintain strong bones as you get older, you have to maintain your core strength around the abdominal area in particular, in order to maintain the strength of your underlying skeleton. So they've done multiple studies in the Rejuvenation Research Journal. They were looking at how regular physical activity has these multi-system anti-aging effects. And we recognize that people in this country are, you know, continuing to get older. So when you look at the people who are over the age of 60 worldwide, they're expecting that number to triple by the year 2050. And you have to think about all of the cardio metabolic issues that are related to low physical activity or being a couch potato, as I always say. We know that if we can zero in and we can maintain our muscle mass and we can support proper oxygenation and blood flow to our tissues and support that underlying skeleton, we can kind of keep away from these chronic disease states, but everything has to be done in totality. When I talk about diet, exercise. This is why, because I've read so many of these studies looking at, you know, impacts of not getting adequate nutrients, not getting adequate physical activity, and how this has these really harmful effects on the human body. In the Aging Journal, roughly about a decade ago, they were looking at, chronic low-grade inflammation and this great increased risk for different disease states. When you think about that and you think, okay, this inflammation that I don't see, I don't look down and see that I'm inflamed, but yet this inflammation is in a sense shortening my lifespan and taking away the quality of life and leading me down a path that all aspects of my day-to-day functions can be negatively impacted. And if we start to incorporate in some exercise into this, how much this can do when it comes to the regulation of inflammation. And so they were looking at the potential mechanisms by how exercise can exert this anti-inflammatory effect. And remember, they're not looking at intensive exercising. They're not looking at someone going out and having to be lifting weights in a gym 5-6 days a week, or, you know, running, you know, miles and miles and miles every single day. This isn't what they're looking at. They're looking at just the act of moving, stretching, toning, keeping that core strength. And we know that when it comes to our dietary intake of key nutrients, vitamins, minerals, proteins, these are all critical when it comes to our muscle fitness and with longevity, with just the aging process in general. And I think that this is a key area to which doctors oftentimes really kind of miss the main point. You know, what type of physical activity guidelines have you been given to from your doctor? Probably not many, you know. Most time they just say, oh, maybe change your diet. But even with that, they're not going into detail as to, you know, what should you be doing? Because remember, doctors aren't trained in nutrition. And certainly when it comes to physical fitness, that's an area where, once again, they're not going to be really that expert in that field. You know, because many doctors themselves aren't into, you know, eating healthy and exercising on a regular basis. So unless you're, you know, seeing a doctor who really does, you know, focus in on, you know, adhering to a Mediterranean diet every day and getting out and staying physically fit, the likelihood that they're going to be able to pass off good information to you is not that high, which is why we see this continued, you know, steady trend of declining health in this country. And it's not going to get better. You know, we have to recognize that being physically active, reducing that sedentary lifestyle, has so many health benefits, and you're not expected to do that much. You know, think about that. 150 minutes per week. How much time do you spend on your phone? How much time do you spend in front of your computer or in front of your television? And it's always easy for us to justify, like, oh, I don't have enough time during the week to exercise, or I'm too busy. And I always say, you have to find something that you enjoy doing so the act of exercising doesn't seem so cumbersome. You know, so 20 minutes a day, you know, walking. 20 minutes a day of maybe you turn on your favorite music and you kind of move about your house just to the sound of the music. And we're not talking about having to do strenuous activities. We're talking about just moving and doing things that will help to support the strength of your muscles. Because you don't want to fall down that path of sarcopenia, having that age-related muscle mass loss that weakens the underlying skeleton, which makes you more frail, and a potential for a fractured bone. And it's not just in postmenopausal women. When you can see that 23% of Americans are actually getting enough exercise, that leads, you know, 78% of Americans who are not. And if you have, or sorry, 77% of Americans who are not, if you have 77% of Americans who are not doing 20 minutes a day, we have to be able to do better. And this is why I look at different activities different. And I say, well, maybe, you know, jogging or running isn't your thing. I get it. It's not my thing. You know, maybe you really like water activities. So maybe you start going over to, you know, a local pool and you swim a couple of days out of the week. And the next thing you know, you really are enjoying that. And then you're doing that 5 days a week. So it's about creating patterns for us. So instead of, you know, maybe every day you sit there and you watch TV for 4 hours, you say, well, you know what? Maybe today I'm only going to watch TV for 3 hours because I'm going to spend an hour, you know, going to and from going over to the pool and swimming. So there are ways that you can start to make those changes in terms of your behavior, because really at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to behavioral modifications. And once people start to do this, people will start to feel better. And it's amazing. And there's so many ways that you can, you know, say you don't want to go walk, but you're very social. Well, you can go and you can do these different, you know, community-based activities. You know, there's Zumba classes, there's, you know, yoga in the park. There's so many different ways that you can get involved and you can be social, but at the same time, you're doing something. And this is always key because you have to think about the long-lasting benefits that come from staying physically fit, which is why I wanted to talk about this, because I think it's very easy for us to get caught up in that tired and wired. And we know that if we start to incorporate in things like the performance multivitamin, or if we're taking that ribose complex that gives us that little upper hand to feeling a little bit more energetic, that may be that opening to that door that now says, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to walk around my neighborhood. Maybe I'm going to, you know, walk through the park and I'm going to take in everything that I'm seeing. And that helps the brain to decompress. And at the same time, you're getting that physical activity. And then you start to keep that food diary and you're paying attention to what you're eating. And it doesn't take much. Those small little changes for you to really start to fast track your health and feel much better. So these are all key things that we always have to pay attention to. So as you know, I always like to talk to people who are kind of experts in their field. And I want to talk about physical fitness today. So I am going to be joined after this break by a personal trainer who's going to kind of walk us through how taking the right supplements and starting off on a fitness routine can be achieved much easier than you could actually imagine. So be sure to stick around. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We will be right back just after this.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and as I mentioned, we are joined by our fitness expert, personal trainer, Luke Kornblatt. And Luke, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, well, it's been a minute since we've talked to you. So the last time that we were having our conversations with you, you were telling us all about your fitness journey. And I know that we talked a little bit about your daily routine of taking the Invite whey protein isolate and how you fancy that up. You try it in different ways. And I think you said you were using the chocolate one. Is that right? Or did you use vanilla?
Yeah,
I can't remember
now. No, I mean, they're both great, though. I'll switch back and forth. Like, right now, the one I'm using is chocolate, but, I mean, either one is fine. Like, I don't really have a preference. I kind of just, you know, switch it up. But
so I must ask this, because the last time that we talked, it was just starting off into summer. Now we're, like, almost, can you believe it, nearing the end of summer. Has your fitness routine changed at all due to heat and humidity, or are you still on your same journey?
Oh, without a doubt. No, without a doubt, it's changed due to heat and humidity because, you know, during the colder months, I might be running more, where, like, now that it's been summer, I've been finding, you know, I have a gym with a pool access, and I've been swimming a lot more. I think that, you know, the heat can get pretty tough to run long distances or just be out in the heat, like, exercising for a long amount of time. So that swimming is like a great cardio alternative because I still like to get my cardio in. I got some good waterproof headphones and I'll just swim nonstop. Like for, I mean, 30 minutes is a good swim exercise for me. I'm happy with that. So I'll swim for like 30 minutes. It's a good way, like I said, to maintain that cardio, but you know, it also, running puts a lot of like pressure on the joints and you could get some problems later in life with like back and hip problems and knee problems from like excessive running. I know that even at 26 years old, like when I run every day, like there was one point about a year ago where I was running at least like 6 miles a day every day and pretty fast. I was able to do a 10K in like at a 6.2 minute pace for the entirety of the 10K. You know, I did the whole thing like running a 10K, and I've noticed some like problems in my hip when I'm running that excessively to you know that length and with that intensity. And I don't run into the same problems when I'm swimming. Like, I can swim as much as I want, and it's much easier on the joints. You don't have the constant pounding of, like, you know, picking your foot up and then slamming into the whatever it is, concrete, wood, sand, whatever you run on. So swimming has been an amazing alternative, and it's great for the summer months, like you said, in the heat.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you pointed that out because a lot of people are opposed to working out because they either say, you know, it hurts my joints or what. And like you have found, even at your age, that there are alternatives that are, you know, less weight-bearing, I guess, in a sense. But less resistance. And so I think that that's key. And for many people that I work with, when they come across those problems with hip point pain, knee pain, we always look to restoring collagen using the Collagen HX, which also combines that with the Boswellia extract, which is really targeted for the inflammation within the joint, but also Cartilage HX. And that's a unique form of type 2 collagen. And we have found that that really helps with the regulation of the immune system response for driving up inflammation. So, you know, for people who experience what Luke was describing, maybe you do get a little hip discomfort or your knee starts to ache after you're, even if it's walking, for some people they experience it with walking. You know, check those two products out, the Collagen HX and the Cartilage HX, both of which are using registered trademark forms of collagen that have been used in human clinical trials. But I'm glad that you mentioned swimming, because I was talking about this earlier today, that people have to find ways to get their physical activity. And we know that Americans do horrible when it comes to physical fitness. They say roughly 20% of Americans actually get the recommended amount of physical activity, which is roughly 150 minutes per week of moderate exercise, which really, you chalk it up, that's not that much, 20 minutes a day, basically. And you got 80% of Americans that cannot even get to that point. So I always tell people, you have to find something that you enjoy doing. Maybe it's not riding a bike. Maybe it's not running. Maybe it's not walking through the park, but maybe you'll find joy in swimming. And I think that it's always key for our own mental well-being, but also our physical well-being, is to gravitate towards things that we enjoy doing, that we're going to stick with. And I think when it comes to physical fitness, and being that you're a personal trainer, I think this is the biggest struggle that many people have, is trying to find a routine that they can stick with on a regular basis, not just put your toe into the water and then, I tried it, I'm not going to do it anymore, but to do something and make it part of your everyday routine. Do you find that when you're working with your clients, that that's one of the biggest struggles, is trying to get them onto a regular, regimented day-to-day routine with their exercise?
I mean, it's definitely one of the main reasons that people enjoy working with a personal trainer. You know, a lot of a personal trainer, the added value is their knowledge. But, you know, a lot of knowledge is also accessible on the internet. But one thing that people really enjoy about a personal trainer is that it has a, you know, a sense of accountability when somebody's showing up, and like, you know that somebody's coming and you have to do it, and you know that they're coming at the same time. Yeah, it's, I mean, you could schedule it however you'd like when you work with a personal trainer, but a lot of people, you know, they have the same, like, same day of the week at the same time, and so it becomes a part of their schedule, and they know that they have to show up because somebody is expecting them to. And so the accountability and the consistency, like, pushes people to actually show up and do the work. And then when they're there and they have somebody to motivate them, because it's more than just knowing what to do, it's the motivation, like you're talking about. So, you know, that's why people like to work with personal trainers. Even people that are fitness experts still like to work with a personal trainer because of that, the accountability and the motivation and the companionship of having, you know, somebody doing it with you. Because you, right, can just watch a video, but it's not the same feeling as working with somebody and having, you know, all those things that we just spoke about. Another thing that I really wanted to quickly touch on was, you know, you talking about, like, if you can find joy in the exercise. A lot of people, you know, they think that, like, working out is boring or tiring, and they, you know, as kids, like, a lot of our extracurriculars, the ways that we found exercise were through, like, sports, that we found it more fun to play than we did even exercising. You know, we could play basketball or soccer and run around for however long and not really feel like we were getting a workout in. But, you know, in our adult life, if we're doing that, it counts as a real legitimate workout. So I also just wanted to, you know, emphasize that point that you said, because I would stress to anybody, like, you know, you don't have to be a kid to join a league and play a sport. And then there, you know, if you join a league, you have teammates that are going to hold you accountable, and you have a schedule that you might have to follow. But just in general, if you could find, like, a way to kind of engage in a game that might make it feel more like fun and playing and less like an exercise and a routine, then that might bring some of the fun back. I mean, I've spoken about how, like, my fitness journey started from me playing squash. That's how I got into weightlifting. But it was, right, because I found, you know, something that I thought was fun, and use that to like motivate the rest of my journey.
And I think that's so true. And I'm so glad that you reinforced that, because I always tell people, I'm like, you don't have to go like join a gym, or you don't have to like commit yourself to like, I'm going to run the New York City Marathon when you know you hate running. Like, but find something that you enjoy. And for a lot of people, it's that social aspect to it that they really gravitate towards. Like, so maybe it's joining a softball league, or I know pickleball is like taking over like the world. So, you know, it's, and things that are of all ages. So it doesn't have to be that you're just like this true athlete that you go and join a particular league, but there are things that you can do. I remember even seeing there's a place over in Brooklyn where they started doing shuffleboard, which is kind of funny because people used to always think of that of just like, oh, that's just for old people in Florida. But there's actually like shuffleboard leagues that are occurring in Brooklyn. And I think that's great, especially like with, you know, winter months, if people still want to be out, they want to be active. And you may think, well, it's just shuffleboard, but still you're out, you're moving, you're being active. You know, you're having to use your arm, you're walking. I mean, just, you may not look at it as like extreme exercise, but it's better than being a couch potato and sitting at home. And so I always try to emphasize that. Find what's going to work for you, because we know so many things about the human body now. We know that muscle mass starts to decline when you're 25 years old. I'm talking to you, you're 26, you're very into your fitness, but just think if you weren't, by the time you're 25, you already start to lose muscle mass. You're already starting to lose collagen in the body. And so then you fast forward to by the time you're 50 years old, and then when you're 70, and you can see how everything starts to decline. And this is why staying fit and finding an exercise routine that you enjoy doing is so key to all of this. And then, of course, taking the right nutrients. And for many people, they shy away from exercising because they don't want to feel that pain, or they don't want to feel tired after exercising. And I know the last time we talked, you were even talking about how when you exercise, at times it very much balances you out. Maybe you had too much energy, so it helps to burn that off, or you kind of were dragging a little bit and then you go and exercise and it makes you feel really good. So I think that sometimes people who are shying away from getting into a regular exercise fitness program need to just jump in and say, let me give this a shot, because you never know how good it can make you feel at the end of the day. But sometimes people need that extra little nudge. And that's what we do at Invite Health, is we help to encourage people with the use of certain nutrients. You know, whether it's using the whey protein isolate, which, by the way, let me just mention to anyone out there who's listening, we do not source our whey protein from China. And this is key because, and I've talked about this before in the past, there are so many protein powders out there, and you have no idea what in the world is in those. And I hate to even say that in this industry, but it is the truth. There are a lot of companies that source for financial reasons, because it's very cheap, to get their product from China. And you don't exactly know what the spectrum of amino acids are actually in your whey protein. So when you're using the Invite Health whey protein, you know you're getting the cleanest quality. You're just getting the straight isolate, which means you're just getting those amino acids to really support that muscle mass. And the studies behind the utilization of whey protein is so impressive. So looking at how it can help with your B vitamin status, which I think is really important. So for people who work out like you do all the time, Luke, and you're using the whey protein, just from using that whey protein helps your B12 status in the body, which can help with red blood cell production, which helps with energy. So this is, you know, the information we like to explain to people as to, well, hey, why would I ever want to use whey protein isolate if I don't work out? And I say, well, even if you're just going for a walk around the block, it's still beneficial because it can help create that balance. So we'll talk a little bit more about that on the flip side of this break with Luke. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345. And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. I am joined by personal trainer Luke Kornblatt. We are talking about getting into a routine, a regular routine that you stick with. We understand that sometimes you need that extra little motivation. Working with a personal trainer can be that doorway for you to enter through on your quest for wellness. And then you work in partnership with Invite Health to make sure that you're taking the right nutrients. And I was talking about how clean our whey protein isolate is. And a whey protein isolate is different than, say, just a standard whey protein, because it goes through a specialized process to make sure that you are just getting those amino acids, those key protein building blocks. That's what you want. And ours is incredibly clean. It is not sourced from China, which is definitely important. And this is not just for people who are looking to work out. This is, you know, they've done studies with people who are of an older age, and they have found how much this can help just with muscle strength and to promote the, you know, prevention of, let's just say, sarcopenia or age-related muscle mass loss, and really helping to promote vitamin B12 status in the body. And many people, as they get older, their B vitamins can start to get a little bit wonky just because of dietary intake and proper absorption. And of course, if you're on metformin for diabetes, that's another way that you can start to lose B12. So using the whey protein isolate is a great way for you to kind of reestablish all of those stores of not only the protein building blocks, but also for B12 support as well. And now, when it comes to people reaching out to you, do you find that most people come to you who have already been into working out and just kind of, like you said, are looking for that additional support? Or do you find it's more people that are like, listen, Luke, I've never worked out, but I know I need to do something. Please help me. What would you say most of your clients come to you for?
I would say most of my clients are the I don't really know what I'm doing, please help me kind.
Right.
Most of my business is most of my clients, I find them through word of mouth. I'm recommended by either somebody who is already a client or a friend who was talking with somebody who was like, yeah, I need a personal trainer. I want to start getting into fitness. Most of my clients are found just through, like, being recommended. And usually it's very beginner level stuff when I start working with somebody. I have trained people, you know, from all over, like, the experience spectrum, whatever, you know, however you want to put it, like, with all different levels of experience. But it's a lot of beginner stuff. And I would love to just say really quickly, because, you know, you were talking about, like, the quality of, you know, what you're taking and what, how you don't always know, you know, what's in it and what it contains if you're not getting it from the right source. But right. Also, you know, when I start working with people, because I do more than just, you know, like, train, I also offer dietary advice and I sometimes offer supplement advice with the right consultation. You know, I provide them with the people to consult them, but then also can offer, you know, just advice based on what I've taken. And one thing that I always tell people is to make sure that they know, you know, always check the nutrition facts and what's on the label. And like you said, you know, if you don't really know, if you're getting it from it outsourced from a country that might have different regulations, it might not even be up to what our standard is even what the nutrition facts say, but I always do drive home to people, especially because with beginners, you know, luckily I was able to, even in high school, I actually had a nutrition class where they taught us how to read nutrition facts and not be fooled by the serving size that they try to pull and other, you know, like just ways that they can vary ingredients through like kind of calling it some of the compounds rather than the actual ingredient. But regardless, I always try to tell people who are trying to lose weight that I start working with, especially beginners, you know, tell them a little bit about like how to make sure that you know what you're putting in your body by like being very cautious of, you know, the nutrition facts and like what is healthy and what you are looking for based on what your body goals are, you know?
And that's so true because, you know, when it comes to, you know, people, when they do start working out, or people who are very, you know, have always been on that athletic, side and say, oh, you know, I'm very much into, you know, my pre-workout routine and my post-workout routine. But I always say, you know, well, pay attention to, you know, you care so much about working out, but pay attention to what you're actually putting in with those nutrients because that matters. And sometimes they're loaded down with sugars and it's just so much junk. And you want to make sure that you're getting that full spectrum. And this is what the whey protein isolate from Invite Health actually is yielding you. And I mean, I Alex can always laugh because anytime I have to talk about any study that comes out of the Ohio State University, I always cringe because I'm a Michigan fan. But Ohio State, they did a study where they were looking at whey protein isolate and how that actually can help to increase your intracellular glutathione levels. So break that down. What the heck am I talking about? Your glutathione is one of the body's most important antioxidants. And just from taking whey protein isolate can help the body make more glutathione, which is really great for, you know, detoxification when we think about how our liver is working. And many people don't think about whey protein isolate in that setting. They just think, oh, I'm going to use this for, you know, trying to boost up my muscles. And it's like, well, yeah, there's one aspect to why people use whey protein. But now there's these other functional reasons as to why someone may have an interest. Like, well, hey, it can help with my B vitamin status. It can help with my antioxidant status in the body. That's pretty darn important stuff. So I can see why, yeah, maybe I should be looking into the whey protein isolate from Invite Health. But then there's also the performance multivitamin, which has the rhodiola and the superoxide dismutase. And then we have our active HX with the hydroxymethylbutyrate, which is wonderful for muscle recovery. And as Luke mentioned, you have to work with someone who knows what they're talking about when it comes to, you know, what is your exercise routine going to include outside of just the act of exercising? What are you doing with your nutrition? What are you doing with the supplements that you're taking? And when do you take them? You know, taking your nutrients at the right time can really make a difference in terms of how you actually are doing with your goals with working out. But I do have to ask you this because I had mentioned in the previous segment that pickleball is taking over the world. Have you started to see any shifts in people playing pickleball in your area there, Luke?
Yeah, my mom, she started playing pickleball. I have not tried it. It's not that I'm opposed to it. It's just not something that I found that, like, with racket sports, it's easier to kind of hone in on one. I found personally, it's like if you play one, you kind of pick up the nuances of that one, and then you tend to try and use them in, like, a different racket sport, and it makes it challenging. Just you'd think that it would be easy to play all of them if you play one because they're similar, but it's actually the opposite. And so since I'm a squash guy, I kind of stick to that. But I would try it. I would try pickleball.
I get it. I get it. I played tennis for many years. And so the first time I went out and tried to play pickleball, I was like, oh, this is like a shoe-in. I'm going to, no problem, no issue whatsoever. I got out there. I was a hot mess. I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to be much better at this. But I think that you're onto something when you play one racket sport, you're kind of used to it. As opposed to, you know, switching over, but it's definitely taking over. And the reason I mention that is because I know, I've recently seen that there's leagues of people who are starting off like college age. And so like it's it used to be, once again, with pickleball that it was kind of for older people. And now you're starting to see like this big movement of younger people, like in their, you know, late teens, early 20s, that are really starting to get into like these pickleball tournaments, and they're traveling all around the country, which I was like, well, that's pretty fascinating to me. Now, when it comes to people reaching out to you to do personal training, what is the best way for them to find you and set up, you know, a way to start working with you?
Instagram is always the best way to reach out to me, because I always look at all of my direct messages, and I've gotten some clients from Instagram. And usually, like, if people, you know, like I said, a lot of my business has been word of mouth, and people will direct them to my Instagram. Instagram's great in that, because, like, as a personal trainer, you go to my page, you could see, you know, that I am in shape. So right there, like, you see that and you're like, okay, so I get, like, he looks like a personal trainer. And then once you kind of can and see if, like, you think that, you know, my vibe as a person, because a lot of it, like I said, is the personal interaction, the one-on-one, and you're going to be spending time with this person. And so you want to make sure you guys have good compatible, like, personality chemistry. So, you know, it's a good way to kind of show off my brand. And then it's right there. You could just click message, and, you know, I always read all my, even my, like, requests. I read the message requests as well. So it's easy for me to find clients that way. And you know, I have people, like I said, my friends will direct people to my Instagram, and then they will message me from there. But that is how I've made clients, and that's probably the easiest way to reach me.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Keep doing your working out, keep helping people, and thank you for being on Invite Health today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
The preceding program paid for by Invite Health, Inc.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.